not only strengthen the things that is already revealed to you, things that you know, but that God will give you the capacity to see beyond where you are and whatever you're doing, that God will empower us 2022 to make a difference. Amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. I know that our times of worship is definitely going to change, because I know that's what God has called us. When I mean change, God is taking us somewhere, and worship is going to really be our guide into the realm that God is taking us. Because of tradition and so many years of people doing things the same way, we don't really completely understand the fullness of the times of worship. The best time of our coming together is worship. You see, this time we spend together, that's all God is looking for. This is God's moment. And so we're going to be doing this. We're going to really go deeper, because that's where everything God has for us this year will come from. It's in that place of worship, in that place of ministering to God, pleasing God, that God begins to speak and tell us what next and what we ought to do. So this entering into his gate with thanksgiving and worship is everything. Is the great commandment. It's the first thing God says, is to worship me with all your heart, your soul, and mind. That is the one thing. Every other thing comes after that. So I pray that we understand really, when we come to these times of worship, that God will help us really press in and go deep into it. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. And we're going somewhere with that. This morning, I've been kind of crying in my heart a little bit. I think it started yesterday. Yesterday was Saturday morning. And it continued. But a cry is not a negative cry. It's one of the reasons why I'm standing before you. It started years ago. But the cry was renewed and refreshed. And it started when I remembered that tomorrow is a very special day in the history of America. The whole world celebrates a vision, a dream, a legacy, a breakthrough. One man released into the whole earth. Martin Luther. I cried so much. Because one man can make a difference. And the difference is not because he's not a man, but the difference is he had a dream. What makes ordinary people to become super ordinary? It's not because we are not all human beings. It's not because we don't eat, we don't drink, we don't go to school. We don't have jobs, we don't have things. The difference is a dream. The power. This morning I want to talk to us from what the Lord is saying to me. The power of dreams. You say, I dream, I dream, I dream. Wonderful. But I want to share with you, we can dream, but that's not what he's talking about. When a dream is still in the dream, you dream and you're still dreaming, it's not a dream. A dream is really a vision. A dream is what you see when your eyes are closed. A dream is what you see when your physical eyes is closed. What your eyes see, the future you see, the difference you see when your eyes are closed. So when our eyes are closed and we are sleeping, we have all kinds of dreams. Some dreams come from thinking about eating pizza too much and you start dreaming about pizza. Some dreams is thinking about career, jobs, all kinds of things. Some can be spiritually induced, satanically implanted. But the dreams we're talking about is when God begins to share his desires, his heart with you, when your eyes are closed. And that dream only comes to pass when you continue to see it when your eyes are closed. No dream ever comes to pass when your eyes are open, because what you see is always impossible. But when you close your eyes, you see it. And as long as you pursue what you see when your eyes are closed, you will achieve it. Because dreams are impossible, especially when they are divine. So we want to look at the power of dreams. We are all enjoying. See, in the 60s, the atmosphere for colored people were impossible to be anybody, to be somebody. And it's not about color. It's about Satan's agenda to stop destinies. From Genesis, it's always been that way. It's a spirit that destroys. It's a destiny hijacker. So color has never been a spirit of jealousy and prejudice, has always been from Genesis. But God will raise up people and put something in their heart and says, I am putting my heart in you. And because sometimes we can't receive it when our eyes are open because it looks impossible, God gives it to us when our eyes are closed, and we call it dreams. And the only way to keep seeing dreams is by faith. So in the impossibility of the 60s, where the enemy has succeeded in creating an atmosphere of hatred, prejudice, racism, and all kinds of things. And human beings are always programmed to think in that line and establish a mindset of bondage. God allowed one man to see beyond hate, to see beyond prejudice, to see beyond human limitation. God allowed him to see that color was not a problem. Actually said, after he came down from the mountain, I see a day where the colors will be together and walk together and live together and achieve the dream of America together. This dream that is shared, tomorrow the whole world celebrates this memorial. He stood before massive people, both in D.C., in Alabama, in Montgomery, many places. It's a young man. There's one thing I heard clearly in the dream. He said, I have been to the mountain. A lot of people don't understand that statement. Nobody can persuade man. Nobody can use the microphone to change the mindset of a whole generation. 50 years from that proclamation, a black man became a president. No man can renew the minds of man, change the minds of man with a microphone that is not inspired by God. And you cannot receive dreams that change generation unless you've been to the mountain. And you can't have a dream and not get direction from the mountaintop. So I pray this morning that we will live beyond ourselves and begin to see what is on God's heart as a dream. God has given everybody gifts and talents and ability. What are you using it for? What difference is it making in sister this, brother this? What difference is it making in your workplace? What difference is who you are making in people's lives? Because if you really have a dream, dreams are beyond me, beyond my family. Dreams is intended to leave a legacy for a generation and generations to come. Martin Luther is dead, but the dream has never died. A lot of people today are somebody. I'm breaking the barrier of color because of one man's dream. And many are still held to that. Dreams are very powerful. There's a man by the name of Sam Walton. He had a dream. And he dreamt about a very reasonable, a very moderate, but a grocery shop that the poor, the rich can at least meet at a level. That the things the rich people need, he can at least get everybody can aspire to that, but at a reasonable price. He started his dream and built his first grocery shop. And he got the attention of the city. It was totally something different. And people were patronizing this. And something happened. It caught on fire. And it was burned down to the ground. Everybody was crying. Look at what this man had. Look at what he started. This could affect. This could go places. This, that, that. You know. And they interviewed him and they asked him, Sam, what are you going to do now? This store you spent your life, you've done so much to build, is gone. And he laughed, he looked at them, he says, what you see is the physical. The dream has never died because it's in my heart. And he built another one. And built another one. And today, Walmart is globally recognized as one of the most powerful enterprises. All his children, when they divided the wealth of Walmart, about four or five of them are categorizing the richest people in the world. They are all billionaires. Dream. People that dream does not necessarily mean they have the capacity. The dream becomes their propelling force, and it forces them to invent something out of nothing. Because dreams carry the characteristics of God in man. We are enjoying this light today, but somebody dreamt about it. And in the days where it was impossible to imagine, he dreamt. Dreams are things that come into your life that are impossible for you to relate to in your time. That's why they are dreams. It carries the future. He dreamt about the day where everybody will begin to have light rather than the lamps and the oil and the things that has been ever thousands of years. You all can read it. The story says he failed 999 times. You think that's a coincidence? He didn't fail 999 times. He pressed, pressed, and pressed, and pressed, and made what was people consider mistakes, what people condemn as failure and mistakes, was the only way he could achieve. The last one, 1,000 times today, electricity runs the world. And we read it as history. It was a dream. We can go on and on and be talking about dreams. There are physical dreams. I want to be a doctor. You don't have the money to go to school. You don't know how you do it, but you have made up your mind I'll be a doctor. You have made up your mind. When you have a dream, money can't stop you. Because dreams are things that consume your heart. God will make a way for it to come to pass. Dreams takes the poorest person and sometimes makes them the richest person. So many billionaires today in Africa, different parts of the world, have said, I couldn't live with the poverty from my family. We were so poor, we could not exist. And I made up my mind, I will overcome poverty. And many of them today have established companies and elevated people from poverty. Dreams. Dreams, there's a scripture in the Bible, and we're going to look at scripture very soon, see where it's taking us. There's a scripture in the Bible, it says, as a man thinketh, so is he. Amen? That scripture is more than what most people always think, but it's talking about mindsets. Your mindset can kill your dream. Your mindset can make your dream come to pass, even when it's absolutely impossible. The most powerful mindset you can have is the mindset that is connected to your identity, to who you are, who God says you are, who the Word of God says you are, what God has defined you to be. Identity has a lot to do with how to achieve dreams and how to dream. Let me tell a story before we go into this, into some things about dreams. Because the reason I'm sharing this is, Mount Zion is a dream. Not of man, but like everyone else, is of God. Dream has a lot to do with mindset. Paul told the Galatian church, he says, even though you are Lord in your spirit, you are Lord. He said, but you can still act like a slave because your mind has not been changed. In other words, you can be king, you can be royal, God calls you all these things, but if your mind is not being transformed, you cannot live out who you are. So mindsets makes all the difference. So this story, some of you have heard it before, but it helps me a lot, especially when I'm struggling with the vision or the calling of God. It helps me a lot. You all know the egg. The egg is kind of an incubator, a natural thing God has created for birds to use in manifesting the destiny of who they are. You know, like a woman's womb brings for children. So this, we have this birds and this other bird laid the eggs in the same place. And these eggs, by the way, how many of you have eaten ostrich egg? I've never seen egg that big. Emmanuel's son brought it for us. I've never seen egg that big in my life. I couldn't believe it. I didn't want to eat it before because I didn't know how real it was. Big, big thing like that. So they laid these eggs, and the eggs eventually hatched birds. And they all came out looking alike. Amen? Amen. Birds are birds. The one makes birds, they have feathers. Amen? Amen? So they came out and they were all eating on the ground and all growing. But there's one particular bird in the midst of them that was not comfortable. There's something in the inside of that bird that feels, this is not my destination. This is not my environment. This is not what I was born to live for. This is not what I was born to live for. So he was just looking for something, but it just don't fit. So finally, as they were growing as little birds, eating, and he looked up, this bird looked up and saw in the sky another bird flying in the sky and flying and flying and flying. And something in that bird says, that's where I belong. I can identify with that. Something about this is not me. But something in me says, that's who I am. Identity. And then identity begins to change how you think. And it started changing. That's what I want to be. That's what I'm like. So as they started growing wings a little bit, he started practicing. While the other ones are practicing to fly here and fly there, he started practicing how to fly up. He'll fly, and he'll fly up to this chair and fly down. All of them will fly up to that chair. And as their wings were growing, he'll fly again to a higher place. The rest will try to fly. They will stop at the chair. And he kept noticing that as he identifies with that height and resonates, his mind, his thinking, his inspiration, his characteristics were beginning to develop that levels of exercise. Because that's his vision, that's his dream, was inspired by an identity. And so the others, every time you share with the others, he said, so you know what? I want to fly like that bird. If I'm a bird, that's, I just feel, the rest will say, stop, you're dreaming. Everyone say, you're dreaming, amen?
Amen?
And I'm sure he will say, my dream will come to pass. Amen?
Amen?
You know, how many times do people tell you you're dreaming because what you said is impossible? Because it's a dream. So every time he tells them, I'm going to fly like that, they'll say, stop dreaming. Stop dreaming. Stay with us here and let's keep flying on these chairs and tables. And when it's our time, somebody come and kill us and use us as chickens. Amen?
Amen?
Amen. Will be sacrificed for the purpose for which we're born. Amen?
Amen.
Chicken wings. Amen. But this other bird says, I'm made and designed for that. And one day, he actually flew, never came back on that ground. have now discovered I am an eagle. Every bird has the ability to fly, but the eagle thinks differently. The reason the eagle thinks differently is because the eagle discovered that and created and discovered that there are heights he can fly if he understands the direction of the wind. So the eagle is the only bird that waits and waits long enough by design that he understands and senses the compass of the wind. And so the eagle from the height of the tallest rock or the tallest tree can live where no other birds can even fly to. And from that place, he can just slide on the wind of the wind, the wings of the wind. And the wind can carry the eagle as far, as wide as the eagle without his own strength. So dreams are never achieved based on our strengths. Dreams are achieved based on our persistency, our perseverance. And every man, whether he's supernatural or physical, look through the history, even the Guinness Book of Record, you will see people whose lives were impossible. That's why they're on the record. But they did something persistently because of a dream, and they broke human limited records and became what their dream said they can be. Jesus told a story about the friend at midnight. He says he did not receive the bread after knocking because it's his friend. But he says he received the bread because he was persistent. What made him persistent? Somebody was dying. And he had a dream, that person will not die on my watch. And it forced him to inconvenience a sleeping man. It forced him to do something he will not naturally do, to offend somebody, to get the bread out. He forced him. Dreams will force you to go beyond human call. Dreams will force you to discover a strength you never had physically. But most of our supernatural dreams will force you to know God in a way you've never known him before. My brothers and sisters, not one of us here is born to live for ourselves. The lowest use of the gift and calling on your life is to take it and hide it. Go and read the story of the talents. It's about me with what God has blessed me. What God has called me is to hide it. That's the worst thing we can do. And that's the best self can do. I can see that video in my mind. One man has counted the cost. And in his mind, it's already settled. I know everybody doesn't like what I'm doing. I know somebody's going to be mad. I know somebody's going to hate it. I know somebody's going to somehow do everything possible to kill me. God, I will die for this dream. Nobody sets out to change the world that has not already died in your heart. Martin Luther was never afraid of death. He was never afraid of jail. He knew he was walking against the wind. You cannot have a dream that does not have persecution. And you can't fight against something. It's impossible. If God designed all of us to just marry, eat, have children, drink, eat pizza, die and go, why is life adventurous? You'll be so bored. If I am just living for myself, I will be the most boring person to myself. But I live every day with challenges. Not that they overwhelm me, overtake me. But that's the adventure of working with the Spirit of God. And it's always about for other people. The church is the most powerful force of vision and dream God has planted in the earth. We go from human strength, human endeavor, human dreams, and God says, I have put within every believer a dream. A dream. And this dream, I have made it clear, is going to be impossible. So I have provided my presence, the Holy Spirit, the same power in heaven and on earth. I've made that available for these dreams to come to pass. Amen? The only thing that can stop any dream that I have given or I have put in you is your thinking, your mindset. You can sit in church for 40 years, 20 years, and never impact people's life. It's all in the mind. That doesn't mean you don't have the Holy Ghost. That doesn't mean you don't. When you have the Holy Ghost, you carry a heavenly vision. You carry a dream. A dream is a vision. It's an assignment. It's a calling that only happens when your eyes are closed. What does it mean for your eyes to be closed? I repeat it again. It's when you cannot look in the physical. It's only by faith. Because anything God asks you to do is not possible in the human sense. So if you look at it in human sense, you can't achieve it. You will give excuses. That's why Jesus says, if you're going to be my disciple, you have to deny yourself, carry your cross and follow me. Because spiritual dreams are humanly impossible because they have spiritual opposition. Satan must challenge it. Everything must challenge it. So if you try to open your eyes to manifest God's dream, you're wasting time. It has to be by the Spirit, and your eyes have to be closed because it's faith. Faith is the ability to see into the future, believe in the future without natural sight. Based on what God has spoken and what God has said. That's why by faith, Hebrews 11, by faith. Faith simply means we walk not by sight. We walk by the Spirit and the promises and the Word of God. Faith says, the doctor said this, you see it, you know it, but that's human. Faith doesn't work with feeling and sight and what man says. Faith works by closing your eyes and saying, this is what God says, and you stand on it. If you open your eyes, you won't stand by faith. Because what you see is death, sickness, poverty, that. And that's what, if your mind believes that, you can't change it. Without faith, your mind won't allow you be and manifest the dream God has for you. God gave the popular thing you all know, Joseph, a dream. He was sleeping, and God said, you're going to be a leader. You know why he gave him a dream when he was sleeping? Because if he opens his eyes, he was the least in his father's house. Say, who am I? Why? This will never happen. Who am I? Why will this ever happen? I will be a prince. I will be a king in the world, a ruler. Look at my family. Look at this. Amen?
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 That's why they put us to sleep when they have to do a surgery. Because they tell you, I'm going to cut you here and cut you and cut you here. You run away. Amen?
Amen?
So they have to put you to sleep for that dream to be fulfilled. So Joseph had a dream, and you can see in the physical, as long as his eyes is open, nothing, everything in the physical says is never going to happen. And every step he takes is solidifying that dream will never happen. Every step is saying it will never happen. But because Joseph lived with the eyes closed, by faith, he kept seeing. Every time they put him in the pit, he closes his eyes. He sees himself in the palace. He says, God, I see the palace. I see the palace. But you're in the jail. And that's for those that eyes are open. He took him from there. He climbed through. Amen?
Amen.
He got to Potiphar's house. From there, the devil planted again and threw him in jail. While he was in jail, he was seeing the palace. He was seeing, seeing the palace. Amen?
Amen.
My brothers and sisters, do one exercise. Let everybody close your eyes for 1 minute and see what you see. Close your eyes. Do you see anything? It's dark. I'm blind. Now you can open your eyes. What do you see? Physically. See, when you close your eyes, you don't see the natural. You see the supernatural. The supernatural is who you are on the inside, your spirit man. You can't see your spirit man, but he has eyes. He has ears. Until you close your physical, your spirit man is not sensitive to the things of God. The things that keep us from hearing and seeing in the spirit is the loudness of what we inject into our physical sight. So every man God has given a dream, like Joseph, like Moses, like Abraham, God will take them out of the physical and put them in a desert. God will take them out of the physical or put them in a crisis. God will take them out of all these limitations and put them. Abraham, God had to really. Mine, are you taking notes?
No, I got to.
You're dreaming about your cell phone. Come here.
I'm reading the
book. Okay. Miney has a dream. Amen?
Amen.
God will take her from the physical, where her mind says, it's impossible. I see this, I see this. God will take her like Abraham and say, Abraham, come. Abraham, Sarah, you don't have a child. But I gave you a dream. I gave you a dream. Now, what is a dream? Abraham, look up. Can you count the stars? Abraham, look at the sea. Can you count the sand? He used the physical to take Abraham's mind beyond the physical and says, if you cannot count that, you cannot. That's how much your children will cover the earth. You can see that. That's a heavenly dream. Amen?
Amen?
So, when you receive a heavenly dream, when you receive a heavenly dream, and you're looking at yourself, the womb is closed, I am getting old, God says I'll be healed, I can't see it in a year. God says, I will be that. I cannot this. I cannot that. The more you look in the physical, the more your mindset kills the ability for that dream to come to pass. Amen? Listen to this. Hebrews chapter 4 says, God gave a dream. If you follow what I'm saying, to these thousands or a million coming out of Egypt, it says they all died in the wilderness because they did not put faith. They were looking in the physical when God constantly said, close your eyes and see the promised land. If you're believing God for miracle, if you're believing God for breakthrough and God has spoken to you, as long as your eyes are open, you're fighting an endless battle. You have to close your eyes to see breakthrough. That's faith. I went through a lot. And God, a dream is like a pregnant woman. You can't shake it off. You can't take it off. But you have to wait. Let's begin to round this up. You'll get the message of a dream. So I just want you to know, as we celebrate tomorrow, the only reason Martin Luther is different from every other colored person is a dream. Today, if you leave this place with a dream, you'll be different. If not, you'll be like every other person, fighting to feed your family. God told people who are fighting to just focus on themselves. He says, what are you working for? If it's closed, the buds didn't ask me to close them. The lilies of the... He said, if it's food, he says, I feed even the buds. He says, why are you limiting the potential I put in you to only just feeding yourself and buying clothes and buying a house? The Son of Man came and he had no place to lay his heart. He said, God, he said, if you are all about just to eat, to drink, to... He said, all these are things. Look at the bus. Look at this. Look at the lilies. He says, your focus. There is no vision. There's no heavenly vision. Everything is earthly. Earthly, eat flesh. He says, you got to seek. Let your vision go. Seek first. Let your eyes see the things of the kingdom first. Amen? Amen. Now, before I read the scripture, let me say this about dreams. Whether it is physical, like want to be a doctor, want to be a scientist, or like, what's his name again? That is making a big difference right now. Is the richest man in the world right now. Overnight, he overtook and doubled Jeff Bezos' Amazon's wealth. Huh? Elon Musk. Can you imagine somebody's dream that even NASA has to give him the contract, the project of space assignment? One man has built such a dream that is not even thinking human, is thinking space and making it a reality. Those things didn't just come natural. I've studied enough of this world to know it didn't come natural. So dreams, first of all, it might come upon you, so it might be, you know, things can come, vision, you can receive it whichever way, like every one of us. But when you receive a dream or a vision, first, you must settle it in your heart that it means a lot to the person that gave you that dream. If it's about you, you will not have had it. Somebody gave you, somebody inspired it, somebody put it in you, and it's God. And if it means enough for God to put it in you, then you must make up your mind to cooperate with him. And the first thing is, you must write the dream down. You must write it and put it for, this is something God wants. It's on his heart. And then, you begin to seek God diligently for how, the strategy for that dream. How? What does he want? The first thing in the kingdom of God, from scriptures, God will do to begin the dream is, one, to cause you to have relationship with him. To get to know the one who gave you the dream. To get to really understand his heart. Amen? Amen. Now, that's God's part. But if it's a dream that is about a business you want to open, it's about a company, it's about career, it's about whatever it is. If you're a Christian, you seek God. But most people that are not Christians that have achieved things, then you have to work hard. You have to do a lot of research. You have to invest in research. You have to see where people who have done things like that, their limitations. And to break their record, you have to go the extra mile. It takes time. So, but if it's the things of God, you have to seek God. You have to seek after the kingdom of God. And then after that, you've written the vision down, you seek God, you surrender to God. Then you begin to seek for direction, strategy. Strategy is another word for wisdom. How to get to the why. And then when God gives you the wisdom, now every dream, every vision has a voice. Amen? Amen. Then you begin to speak it out. Amen? When God had a dream about this world, a vision for this world, he has to speak it. First, you have to see it. Amen? Amen? Meaning, a dream is not, understand it different when I'm there, is something that you see beyond natural eyes. So you have to see it. Amen?
Amen.
Beyond that. Two, after you've received a strategy, understanding, and everything like Nehemiah, if you go through the Bible, every dream, Joseph, Moses, they have to get to a point. Paul, you speak that vision. Amen?
Amen.
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 Of course, some dreams, some visions, if you're like Mary, and you're pregnant without a man, you don't speak it out anyhow. Amen. That's where wisdom comes. Amen.
Amen.
Yeah, it's not everything you speak out. Because even your parents won't understand you. You mean you're pregnant? And have you and Joseph gotten married or you or this? Said no. It's the Holy Ghost. What? Even your parents can't articulate it. Amen?
Amen.
So it's not every, there's a point you speak it out. So you speak out dreams. In other words, you prophesy. The word speaking out, you declare it. Sometimes it will cost you a lot. Opposition, ridicules, mockery, everything. The biggest problem Abraham had is he said he was going to have a child. From God is going to give him a child. So after 25 years, he didn't have the child. Every other thing he's doing is like, did you hear from God? No matter how successful you are, you said you're going to have a child. Sarah's womb is dead. So did you hear from God? So you will suffer. You will go through a lot. Everything can be nullified, but that one thing, you have to prove it. So, Abraham, everybody that receives a dream, you have to speak it out. Some you don't have to. Now, after you speak it out, so in other words, dreams, you write it down, it's a vision, you have to see it, you have to ask for strategy, you have to wait on God, you have to speak it for it to come to pass. Faith is the word is 90, the word of faith which will speak. You have to speak it out. You have to declare it. You know, even if you don't declare it, pronounce it, because angels, heaven and earth has to be in agreement. You're releasing it into the earth. It's already in the spirit. You're declaring it. You put it into creative mode, action mode. Then every vision, every dream after you've gone through, must work it out. If you don't take steps, it will never happen. That step you take is what they call faith. Everything stays where it is until you start taking steps. Amen? Amen. Remember, when you take steps, you must keep your eyes closed. Or else, you can't cross the Red Sea with open eyes. It's not possible. You can't go to the Syrian army with open eyes with the lepers. Jehoshaphat could not go fight an enemy that would destroy him with open eyes. He has to close his eyes. The Lord is gracious and merciful. The Lord is merciful. His mercy endures forever. He's declaring it because his eyes is closed. If he opens his eyes, ooh, look at all this army. He will just run back. Amen?
Amen?
Because when you look in the physical, how are you going to be going to battle with praise and worship? Everybody say faith means close your eyes and see what God is saying. So you work it out. Faith, everybody say faith without works. Is what?
Dead.
Who said it's dead? Who said it? God said it. Faith without action is useless. You preach. See, that's why, all the messages we come to share here and share is always to empower us when we get out of this door. Amen?
Yeah.
It's when you get out of this door, you have opportunity to live it out. Amen? We all face things, but everything we are learning here helps us to overcome. Amen? So faith, if it's just knowledge, the Bible says knowledge what?
Puffs
up. You're just increasing the knowledge. Professor of theology, philosophy, theology, and then you have headache. You've been preaching. I mean, there's nothing wrong. Edison, 99 style. At least, if you were taking medicine before, bless the medicine and take it. Then you get to the level where, let me leave the medicine and take it. Let me do, you take steps. Amen?
Amen.
Baby steps. But faith without steps says God is not pleased. Without walking with your eyes closed. Amen?
Amen.
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 Now, to conclude, this is why I share this whole thing. Apart from tomorrow when you celebrate Martin Luther's Day, no work, nothing. Think about vision. All of us have jobs. All of us have things we do. Pastor Bola and Emmanuel opened a restaurant, opened a grocery shop. Amen?
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 Do you know that a few of the people that have been to this church, have been visiting this church, was because that shop became used as a place to direct people to church? And we all have jobs. We all have things. We think so much about home, come back to church. No, the church is you. The vision of God is you. The church is your ability to bring people to an environment where their culture can be transformed to the things of God. How is our life influencing people outside of the box of the church? That's what the disciples did. We all have an environment where people are looking for light. We are the light. Our sister from Lee has been coming. Amen?
Amen.
And today she brought somebody with her. David has become the focus in the whole Old Testament until Jesus came. It became the pattern through which Jesus developed his life and in the flesh and shaped himself through the word of God. He came from the roots of David. And one thing that God desires, the greatest vision on God's heart, the most powerful vision, better than any millionaire, any billionaire, any vision in this world, the greatest vision, David found it. So as we sit here today, let us cancel the fact in your mind. Oh, is Jeff Bezos, is Elon Musk, is that? I can't even graduate. I can't do this. No. Settle in your mind that God has given you a heavenly vision. If you are born again and you have the Holy Ghost, you can achieve anything God has called you to do. If you just call it a dream from heaven and follow what I shared. So when David received this vision, this is what God said. Psalms 132. This is the key scripture for Mount Zion. Mount Zion. If you read the whole thing, it's all why we call Mount Zion, Mount Zion. Okay. Let me just read verse 13 and 14. After all that God showed David about his heart crying, David started seeking it and found what God wanted in the field. He would not sleep, he would not rest until he found what is on God's heart. And David started preparing and built it. Verse 13 and 14, this is what God said. He says, for the Lord has chosen Zion. Why? He had desired it for his what? For his dwelling place. This is my rest forever. Here will I dwell, for I have what? Desired. Whenever we covenant to fulfill God's calling on our lives, do you know what we are doing? We are fulfilling the desires of God. And my brothers and sisters, when you fulfill his desire, he will fulfill your desire. That's what Mount Zion is. God gave us a vision 30 years ago. It's not about, it was a vision, God's heart. And it was what I just read to you. God doesn't want people walking and running and doing things and saying, it's my vision. It's their strength. God says, I'm looking for a people who will host me, who knows my heart, who wait on my heart, hear my heart, and then move from there. That is my vision in the earth. That's what Jesus did. So that's what we've tailored. That's the vision of Mount Zion. That is God's vision for us. That's what God is calling us to do. So I want to encourage you today, my brothers and sisters, you have a vision. And you have the greatest vision. And this is it. To host God with your life. In worship, wait on God. In prayer, wait on God. And by hosting God for your life, individual, you will hear God about your job. How to make the best of the job you're doing, the school you're doing, whatever assignment, anywhere you are, you have made God your partner, your wisdom, your guide. You're not there for money. Don't ever go to school because of the career as a Christian or the job. No, see beyond money. See that it's God's desire for two of you to do something from that environment. That's vision. Make your life will impact somebody. And then corporately, this is what God is calling us to wait on him. That's his heart cry. And from waiting on him, he will now direct us. Like this year now, he's giving us some assignments, which we'll be sharing with you later. Because intentionally said, we're not going to do anything unless you show to us. So he's giving us a glimpse of what we're going to do nationally and locally that will impact the body of Christ and even our generation. And we're not going to do it. He's going to do it through us. And we will not struggle. Amen?
Amen.
I don't know what you heard this morning, but my prayer is live with a dream. Live beyond. Don't live a boring life. Live with a dream. You always have something to look up to. That is God. It's powerful. Amen?
Amen.
Live with a dream. It's full of adventure. Amen? Amen? It's full of roller coaster, but you just keep your eyes going as you're, but you're getting somewhere. Amen? Amen.
Amen.
Let's stand up together. Hallelujah. If you're here and you're believing God for healing, for miracle, let it be a dream. That you will be, you are healed. Dreams don't fail as long as your faith, that vision never fails. Amen? Are you believing God for career? Whatever, I don't know what you had, but let today be a renewal, a refreshing, an awakening. 2022. I want to live with a purpose. I want to be part of those who make a difference in a church. I want to be part of those who make a difference in my workplace. I want to be part of those. Why? Because I am partnering with God to be a difference. I don't belong to any board meeting, any meeting in America, and I'm part of a lot of them, that I don't pray, say, God, help me to contribute something. I always pray because my head, I'm not smart. I don't remember a lot of things, but I said the Holy Ghost will bring to my remembrance. Amen?
Amen?
So every meeting I go, like the one we just came from now, the denominational leaders from a lot of the things they were sharing corporately from our affinity group, some of them were the things the Holy Ghost told me to say to our group. And every time I say, where did that idea come from? From the Holy Ghost. Because they are smarter and they are great, so everybody's coming. I say, Holy Spirit, what do I say to this group? What do I contribute? And it brings, I'm like, oh my God. Half of the things I'm saying here came out right from here in my spirit. So be a difference maker. Be a dreamer. Just like Martin. Father, we thank you. We give you glory, Lord. Father, you have not planted us as trees that cannot produce fruit. You said we are planted by the rivers. Father, you planted us in a place with revelation. You planted us in a place where faith is provoked. You planted us in a place where dreams are stirred up. You planted us in a place where your power is evident. Father, we are planted by the rivers of living waters. Father, you want us to produce fruit in seasons. And you want people to be partakers of the fruits of our lives. I thank you, Father, that not a soul in Mount Zion will live a boring life.
Amen.
Father, remove this boringness for living without purpose, living without dreams. Father, I pray that God, you will activate, you awaken us to live and to partner and to yield to that which is on your heart. Thank you. Give us dreams for our families, our children. Give us dreams for our job places. Give us dreams how to be a pillar in the house of God. Give us dreams, oh God. May Mount Zion be a house. Every person makes a difference wherever they go. We thank you, Father. Renew our dreams. Give us fresh dreams. And help us to yield to you. We give you all the glory. In Jesus' name. Amen.
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 So tell the person next to you, if somebody says you're dreaming, tell them your dream will come to pass. Amen.